I'm here with Frank Leon on the Royal Mile of Brighton, which is at the start of the Brighton Fringe, New Road, Fringe City. And Hedwig and the Angry Inch has got a pretty decent length run at the new venture, and then going on tour, I hear.
Well, that's just purely speculation at the moment.
Although, it's on bloody T-shirts.
Yes, well, we do have our gig T-shirts. We're doing a lot of great dates. We're going to the nicer subway, you know, the one where they always have the meatballs. We'll also, our final tour date, of course, is the coach ride back to where we came from, as well as Norman and Zoe's 3-year sober barbecue, and, of course, the Heather Mills pub crawl. What was that, Mrs. Hedwig?
Forward to seeing Norman and Zoe again. They're such a vibrant pair of.
And what do you think? Why has Hedwig had such popularity since it first, you know, premiered? Everyone seems to want to stage it.
Absolutely, and it's on Broadway at the moment as well. I think it's one of those cult classics that's never going to go away. It really, really, really touches a nerve with people. It's an incredible show. Not only is it a powerful, confrontational, very alternative theatre rock musical, but it also has a very positive message to anybody who feels potentially insecure with their own identity. It really gives people a strength, gives a voice to the voiceless, anybody who can kind of feel marginalized, or as we like to say, anybody who feels that life gave them an inch when they deserved a mile.
And when you picked up the script for the first time, with that history, how do you decide, well, this is how we're going to do it?
Right. Well, I was an intern for the Asia Pacific Sex Workers Network, where I worked with sex workers from around the world. And they were given, at one of our parties, they all did drag. And it was fabulous. And it was, and that's where Hedwig chimes in for me. I think I didn't read the script at first, but I read the I saw the movie, and I wanted so much to be a part of it, so much. And I've been with the New Venture Theatre now, which is a charity-run organisation with my team as the creme de la crop. Such amazing talents there, semi-professional. You know, everybody's an amateur, but there's such talent in our ranks. And ever since I've been there, I thought about putting on this show, and it's just wonderful seeing 5 years of thought come into such an incredible, incredible production that I could have never hoped for, never even come close to dreaming of in a million years.
Take us into a rehearsal room.
Okay, absolutely. Well, first of all, everybody turns up a little bit late, making loads and loads of jokes. Isn't that right, Zach? Everybody has so much fun. I always tell other directors they're welcome to come in and have a look, a little bit to show off, maybe. And I also tell them that they'll really enjoy the atmosphere, because the crew we have get on so well. We all love to hang out together and go for drinks, and all the techies and everybody. It's very inclusive, and it's just an incredible, incredible thing to be a part of. And I hope that translates through to our audiences, translates through the piece, and we carry that heavy, optimistic value of Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
And take us to kind of like a recent rehearsal to get it absolutely ready to go live. It was your first night last night. Well, you know,
right.
How do you actually get to that moment?
Wow, God. When we did the tech rehearsals, those were our longest rehearsals, and it's quite interesting. In a lot of productions I've been involved with, people start to look at their watches when you're running over. But from our rehearsals, no one ever cares, no one ever minds. Everybody's just so happy to be there. And yeah, it is hard and it's a big slog, but just keep seeing it all come together with our amazing lights that are astonishing, chases out the roof, blowing everywhere, colours all over the stage, our amazing set and our amazing costume and makeup designers and cast. When we see all these factors come together, like the projections and the original artwork we use for the show, it's so rewarding that it doesn't feel like work anymore. It just feels like a complete joy and an honour.
Final question. I should point out the music in the background here isn't the score for the show. But as you go on tour then, what happens to the director's role? Do you have to let go to an extent?
Yeah, absolutely. You're not wrong. I try not to get emotional, actually. But you have to give up your baby. Yeah. To a certain extent, and when I gave my last notes and I told my cast, my wonderful cast, that the play was in their hands, we all had a big group hug, and it's just been wonderful, you know. And it is hard to give up, but I'm happy and I'm honoured to watch them do what they do best every night.
A very emotional director here at the Brighton Fringe. Hedwig and the Angry Inch at the New Venture Theatre. Thanks very much.